The title of this article is The Hidden Dangers of Seed Oils in Processed Foods. The subtitle is How One of the Most Profound Changes in Our Diet Over the Last Century Could Be Driving the Chronic Disease Epidemic. Emerging research is challenging the belief that highly refined seed oils, now found in copious amounts in highly or ultra-processed foods, are healthy alternatives to traditional fats. A recent study links a byproduct of seed oil metabolism 4-HNE-4-hydroxy 2-nonenal, derived from linoleic acid to vascular calcification, a key factor in cardiovascular disease. This finding, along with a large body of work linked to the high omega-6 fatty acid content of these oils, highlights the need to reconsider our modern diets. Seed oils, should I, shouldn't I? You may have noticed that healthy eating social media feeds have been alive with mixed messages on seed oils. Nutrition experts have, for some time, been claiming they're at the heart, excuse the pun, of the problem with the spiraling heart disease, obesity, and type 2 diabetes problem afflicting U.S. society. But there's been recent pushback from authorities such as Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health, saying it's not the seed oils themselves that are harmful. They say it's the junk, highly processed, and restaurant foods that they're associated with that are the real problem. For sure, highly and ultra-processed foods, deep-fried, and other junk foods are a problem. All those sugars and other refined carbohydrates, the heat-damaged fats, the advanced glycation end products, the cross-linked sugars, the polyaromatic hydrocarbons, the heterocyclic amines, not to mention chemical additive, these are among the very problematic ingredients and compounds that are hidden killers in the standard American diet SAD. But let's separate out seed soils, the most common including corn, canola rapeseed, soybean, sunflower, and cottonseed. There are three main issues, the latter being the least well known. 1. The high omega-6 content. 2. The industrial manufacturing process of these highly refined oil. 3. The presence of compounds like 4-HNE that cause calcification in the arteries. Let's look at each of these briefly. Seed oils and their omega-6 problem. Seed oils are everywhere in our diets. They're cheap, have long shelf lives, and are flavorless, making them a popular choice in processed foods, fast food, and restaurant dishes. Historically, humans consumed omega-6 and omega-3 fats in a balanced ratio of 1:1:2:1. Today, this ratio has skewed drastically, reaching 20:30:1, causing chronic inflammation and contributing to heart disease. The new study further highlights how excessive omega-6 disrupts metabolism, crowding out omega-3s and pushing the body into a pro-inflammatory state. Industrial processing of seed oils. The process of producing seed oils is highly industrialized and involves a range of chemical treatments. Seeds are heated to high temperatures and treated with petroleum-based solvents, such as hexane, to extract the maximum amount of oil. This crude oil is then deodorized, bleached, and further treated with synthetic antioxidants to improve its shelf life. The result is a product that is devoid of essential nutrients and full of inflammatory fats. Unfortunately, most consumers are unaware of this process and the potential health risks it poses. Seed oils are marketed as healthy alternatives to saturated fats, but the truth is that they are contributing to the chronic inflammation that underpins many of today's most common diseases. Vascular calcification by seed oils. This is where the recent study published in the journal Circulation by a group of 16 scientists from Shandong University, China, comes in. The researchers investigated the role of 4-HNE, which is a product of lipid peroxidation formed during the industrial processing of seed oils, in vascular calcification. The study found that elevated 4-HNE levels were associated with increased vascular calcification in both human patients and animal models. The researchers revealed that 4-HNE promotes calcification by directly modifying a protein called RUNX2, a key regulator of bone formation. They also found that the enzyme ALD2, which metabolizes 4-HNE, was protective against vascular calcification. On the back of these findings, don't be surprised if we see ALD2 drugs hitting the market in the future, no doubt being promoted to those who want to carry on eating junk foods. So, what can we do about it? Return to natural fats. The good news is that by reducing seed oils and opting for less processed, natural fats like coconut oil, olive oil, butter, ghee, or animal fats, you can improve your health. Avoid processed foods and seek out restaurants that use healthier oils like avocado or olive oil. We have also written several educational articles on how to use natural medicines to improve heart health. Along with dietary changes, natural interventions like omega-3-rich foods, supplements, and regular exercise can support heart health, restore and rejuvenate through healthful eating. The ubiquity of highly refined seed oils in modern diets is contributing to chronic inflammation and heart disease. By returning to a diet of minimally processed or unprocessed natural fats and reducing our reliance on processed foods, we can greatly reduce our exposure to harmful components in oils and restore balance to our omega-3 and omega-6 ratios in order to protect our long-term health. The new study linking seed oils to vascular calcification is a wake-up call to rethink our potential exposure to fats that have become ubiquitous in ultra-processed and restaurant foods. Cooking at home, from scratch, is a skill and an art that is being lost in our increasingly technologically influenced lives. We owe it to the next generation to reignite the passion for conscientious home cooking with largely unprocessed foods and ingredients, along with digital-free, mindful family dining, as these are undisputable pillars of long-term health and well-being.